Eating a healthy diet can be difficult, tricky, and confusing at times. So what would be a relatively simple way to help us remember what to eat and what portions? Welcome to the Keto Sisters Keto Lifestyle, a Life's Journey podcast, where I'll be documenting our journey and providing tips and tricks to help you maintain optimal health and to live your best life. Three sisters, three journeys. We've all had our challenges. Find out what was the only common stabilizer. We are passionate about helping others crush their goals. I've been on this journey for a while and I've tried it all. Fat loss has always been difficult for me. The weight just seems to stick, and it's been quite a journey over the years. I've tried different diets. Honestly, I've been there. I've tried exercise. I was committed to exercising. I even had a personal trainer for more than 1 year. But when I stopped, the weight gradually picked up again. Just like everyone, I really have to find the time to put in the exercise. But I've always been one to find the time. Whether it's early morning, a walk during a break at work, or after work, I've learned to find the time. But I always ask myself, why has it been so difficult for me? Why do others find it so easy? Thank you for listening in as we journey together to better. Appreciate you. Super excited for this episode, how to balance your food groups. So, is there really a relatively simple way to remember what to eat and what portions? Well, for me, using the Harvard's Healthy Eating Plate is a great visual. The colorful plate helps people remember to, one, eat a variety of healthy foods, and two, eat less of some foods and more of others. I personally like how it divides up the plate, with approximately half being fruits and veggies and the other half between protein and grains. The plate can be used for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That may make you wonder, do I really have to eat vegetables for breakfast? The answer is no, but aim to eat a variety of food groups at each meal. And if your breakfast doesn't include a veggie, consider a vegetable at snack time or more vegetables at dinner time. Make sure to check out the show notes for the link to a visual. That way you can see how colorful it is and how it's actually divided and broken down. Anyhow, the plate also shows how to balance your food groups. There is a reason the protein section is smaller. You don't need as much from that group. Eating more fruits and vegetables will help you eat fewer calories overall, which helps you keep a healthy weight. Eating fruits and vegetables also gives you lots of vitamins and minerals. So, let's break down our plate. Number one, make most of your meal vegetables and fruits. Half of your plate has to be fruits and vegetables. Aim for color and variety. And remember that potatoes do not count as vegetables. I know you might want to load up on that potato salad, but the bottom line is potatoes are a starchy carb and they also actually have a negative impact on blood sugar. So we want to definitely keep it low carb. Moving on, vegetables and fruits are an important part of a healthy diet, and variety is just as important as quantity. No single fruit or vegetable provides all the nutrients you need to be healthy. Eat plenty every day. A diet rich in vegetables and fruits can actually lower blood sugar, reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke, prevent some types of cancer, lower the risk of eye and digestive problems, and have a positive effect on blood sugar, which can help keep appetite in check. Eating non-starchy vegetables and fruits like apples, pears, and green leafy vegetables may even promote weight loss. At least 9 different families of fruit and vegetables exist, each with potentially hundreds of different plant compounds that are beneficial to health. Eat a variety of types and colors of produce in order to give your body the mix of nutrients it needs. This not only ensures a greater diversity of beneficial plant chemicals, but also creates eye-appealing meals. Color is definitely everything. Moving on to the next portion of the plate. Number two, go for the whole grains. A quarter of your plate has to be grain. Yes, I know you might be saying grains. Yes, there are grains that are actually low carb, such as oats, quinoa, millet, couscous, and wild rice. Whole and intact grains have a milder effect and therefore are overall healthier. A growing body of research shows that choosing whole grains and other less processed, higher quality sources of carbs and cutting back on refined grains improves health in many ways. The 2015 to 2020 Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommends eating 6 ounces of grain foods daily based on a 2000 calorie diet and getting at least half or 3 ounces of that grain intake from 100% whole grains. However, due to an increasing amount of research showing the various health benefits derived from whole grains and even a possible detrimental effect when eating mostly refined grains, it is recommended to choose mostly whole grains instead of refined grains. Moving on to the last portion of our plate. So, half was fruits and veggies, a fourth grains, and then the other fourth is protein power. Fish, poultry, beans, and nuts are all healthy, versatile protein sources. They can be mixed into salads and pair well with vegetables on a plate. It's good to limit red meat and to avoid processed meat such as bacon and sausage. Protein is a key part of any diet. The average person needs about 7 grams of protein every day for every 20 pounds of body weight. Because protein is found in an abundance of foods, many people can easily meet this goal. However, not all protein packages are created equal. Because foods contain a lot more than protein, it's important to pay attention to what else is coming with it. That's why the healthy eating plate encourages choosing healthy protein foods. So, what are healthy proteins? Get your protein from plants where possible. Eating legumes such as beans and peas, nuts, seeds, whole grains, and other plant-based sources of protein is a win for your health and the health of the planet. If most of your protein comes from plants, make sure that you mix up your sources so no essential components of protein are missing. The good news is that the plant kingdom offers plenty of options to mix and match. Upgrade your sources of animal protein. Considering the protein package is particularly important when it comes to animal-based foods. Generally, poultry, chicken, turkey, duck, and a variety of seafood, namely fish, are your best bet. Eggs can be a good choice as well. I definitely love my eggs, whether it's hard-boiled or it's an omelette or it's mixed in a chafel. I definitely love my eggs. So for me, that is definitely my go-to protein. If you enjoy dairy foods, it's best to do so in moderation. Think closer to 1 to 2 servings a day, and incorporating yogurt is probably a better choice than getting all your servings from milk or cheese. I'm a big fan of Greek yogurt. Moving on to our meats. Red meat, which includes unprocessed beef, pork, lamb, veal, and goat meat, should be consumed on a more limited basis. If you enjoy red meat, consider eating it in small amounts or on special occasions. Processed meats such as bacon, hot dogs, sausages, and cold cuts should be avoided. Although these products are often made from red meats, processed meats also include items like turkey bacon, chicken sausage, and deli sliced chicken and ham. Processed meat also refers to any meat that has been transformed through salting, curing, fermentation, smoking, or other processes to enhance flavor or improve preservation. So that is our plate right there. Half fruits and vegetables, a fourth grains, and a fourth protein. But when we eat, we also have to consider healthy plant oils, but we have to do it in moderation. Choose healthy vegetable oils like olive, canola, soy, corn, sunflower, peanut, and others, and avoid partially hydrogenated oils which contain unhealthy trans fats. Remember that low fat does not necessarily mean healthy. Moving on to liquids, we can't just eat without drinking anything. Drink water, coffee, or tea. Skip sugary drinks. Limit milk and dairy products to 1 to 2 servings per day, and limit juice to a small glass per day. In the beginning, there was water. Abundant, refreshing, providing everything the body needs to replenish the fluids it lost. Did you know? Humans relied on it as the only beverage for millions of years. Milk was then introduced with the advent of agriculture and the domestication of animals. Then came beer and wine, coffee and tea, all consumed for taste and pleasure as much as for fluids they provide. The newcomers, sugary beverages including sodas, sports drinks, and energy drinks, offer hydration but with a hefty dose of unnecessary calories that the body may have a hard time regulating. Alternatively, diet drinks offer sweetness without the calories, but does that make them a healthy choice? Something to think about. With so many options, it's easy to be confused about which beverages are the best for our health. Bottom line, water is the best choice for quenching your thirst. Coffee and tea without added sweeteners are also healthier choices too. Lastly, we can't talk about nutrition without movement. As you know, I'm a big fan of moving daily. I have increased actually my daily average to about 16,000 to 18,000 steps a day, which is the equivalent of about 7 to 8 miles. I definitely love my progress. Remember to start small and increase gradually. Bottom line, stay active. Remember that staying active is important in weight control. In addition to eating high quality foods, physical activity can help you reach and maintain a healthy weight. Getting regular physical activity is one of the best things you can do for your health. It lowers the risk of heart disease, diabetes, stroke, high blood pressure, and certain cancers. And it can also help control stress, improve sleep, boost mood, keep weight in check, and reduce the risk of falling and improve cognitive function in adults. It doesn't take a marathon training to see the real health gains. Just 30-minute brisk walk 5 days a week is all most people need. But bottom line, getting any amount of exercise is better than none. So remember our visual. Fruits and veggies are half of the plate, whole grains the other fourth, protein power the other fourth. That makes your whole plate. Don't forget, the link to the visual is in the show notes. Place it on your refrigerator and it will serve as a daily reminder of what foods to eat and what portions. Till next time, have a good one. That's it for today. If you liked our episode, please do smash that subscribe button, give us 5 stars, and leave an honest review. That is what gets the word out there. Till next time, happy listening.